The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Gemara here in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Nun Ches, Nun Tes, Daf Samach, deals very much with the Isser of Yayin Nesach, and very specifically with the Isser of Yayin Nesach, that is, through the Goy touching wine. As such, I would like to devote the Shiurim of these three blätter, Nun Ches, Nun Tes, and Samach, to the topic of Yayin Nesach as in the cases of the Goy touching wine. These halachas are very negeya, and I'm just going to be giving an outline, giving some explaining the general concepts that pertain to these halachas, because these laws are really very intricate and very chomor. And when it comes to the ma'isa, one has to ask a question, has to ask a shayla to a competent halachic authority. Let's begin. Chazal tell us that if a goy poured wine to Avodah Zarah, then it's going to be aser min ha-toyer to drink and to have ano, just like other things that are brought as a carbon to Avodah Zarah. Gemara learns this from the pasuk, Asher chelev zvachem en hazinu, Asher chelev zvachem ayoychelu yishtu yei nisicham. Chazal dashin, just like a mace is aser ba-ano, so do a zevach. Just like a dead body is also to have anah from it, so to the carbon that's brought to Avodah Zarah, were included in that is the wine. Yei nisicham, the wine brought poured to Avodah Zarah is also be'anah. Interestingly, I believe that many people say that the last mitzvah in the Torah of the count of Tariag mitzvahs is the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. And it is correct that according to the count of the Chinuch, how he figures out that there are 613 mitzvahs, so his last mitzvah is learned from the latest part in the Torah that he learns a mitzvah from is that mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. However, the Rambam that counts the mitzvah of Yayin Nesach and learned out of this pasuk, it would come out that this is actually the last mitzvah in the Torah. That's just an anecdote. That's min haTorah. The Chachamim came along and assert, they prohibited. And not only if we know that the Goy use this as a carbon, poured it as a carbon to Avodah Zarah, as a sacrifice to Avodah Zarah, but even if we don't know, even if it's just plain wine from a goy, stam yenom, they also added it. You can find in the Yudchas Kederis that brought down in the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, and they also included is not just wine that it was from the house of a goy, plain wine from a goy that we don't know if he used it to pour in front of Avodah Zarah as a sacrifice, but also if, let's say, a yid has wine, a Jew has wine, and a goy simply touched the wine, that they also prohibited. they included that also into their prohibition. The Ramban, according to the Ramban, this Isur, the Ramban says so in our sugya to in Avodah Zarah and Afnun Tes, that Mishum Benoy say any, this Isur of wine that a goy touched is because, like the Gemara says in Mesechta Shabbos, they were concerned that if Yidden will be able to drink wine from a goy, they will come to party with a goy, and they will come to intermarry with goyim. And that will lead to having children goyim, having avodah zarah, etc. Also, interestingly, the Chadrei Deya writes that we find in a Gemara Mesechta Megillah that this prohibition of a goy touching wine already existed in the times of Mordechai and Esther. Why? Because the Gemara says in Mesechta Megillah that Haman told Achashverosh Yud-Gimel, Megillah Daf Yud-Gimel, Haman told Achashverosh, he was trying to get Achashverosh upset at the Jews, and he said one of the things that they do that you would upset you is if you would touch wine, they wouldn't drink it. If a fly would go in, they would throw the fly out and drink the wine, but if you would touch the wine, they wouldn't drink it. You see that already in the times of Haman, Mordechai and Esther, times of Mordechai and Esther, already the prohibition of touching wine existed. Now the Rashi, numerous times in our sugya, for example, Rashi, and Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, Tivya Maskal Ki Heichi Dolei L'Shach Sheikh, says that it won't become prohibited b'hano, it won't become prohibited to benefit from it, unless the goy is Meshach Sheikh. Unless it's not enough for the goy to touch the wine, to make the wine become prohibited to benefit from, unless he also moves it around, puts his hand in the wine and starts moving back and forth. Rashi and Daf Samach says the same thing again. Tohasa Meshach Sheikh Bekon Avacha Leka Sheikh Sheikh Midi. That's in the Vemasal Izuni. And the Ramban notes this, and in essence, there are really three shitos in the Rishonim, three opinions in the Rishonim pertaining to this issue. Do I say that wine only becomes prohibited if the goy is meshach sheikh, if he moves back and forth? As mentioned, the simple way of understanding Rashi would be to say that according to Rashi, it's not enough if the guy touches it, he has to move his hand back and forth. Others, the Ritzva, say that even if the guy just touches it, even if he does not move his hand back and forth at all, it's already prohibited. Then there is another opinion in the Rishonim, which is the Rashba, and he says that in theory, it's only prohibited if the goy moves his hand back and forth. However, practically, it will be usher even if he just touches it, and that is because he efshir b'loy shechshuch. If he'll touch it, it's impossible that he did not move the wine back and forth. Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet Sifud Aleph, when it brings down the halacha of touching wine, it says like this: Keitzad hi anigiyo she'oisver bohoi vekechavim. What type of touching does a goy aser? Oisver hayayin behano will make the wine become aser behano. She'yiga beyodoi ve'yagloi. It will be, says the Shulchan Aruch, if he touches it with his hand or with his feet. Rama says if he touches it with his foot, some say it's not aser. According to Rama's edition, or if he touches the wine with anything else, says the Mechaber, it's only also biyano if he's also meshachsheich, if he also mixes. Says the Shach, aval nigiyo luchod b'leishich shok eino oisa biyano, ochadas atur v'yash v'yarambam. Right away the Shach says, the Mechaber follow the opinion of Rashi, which is also the opinion of the Tur and the Rambam, that without shichshuch, it will not become osir b'hano. And it seems that that's the Shach's opinion, the halacha. However, the Taz, in Sifkot and Yud Aleph, towards the end, he says like this, Umikal makam the inin halacha, nevertheless, as far as practical halacha, yeshlon ulochu shlidivir yarashbo, v'leser v'imaga l'chud. The Taz says that as far as practical halacha, we have to ask her, even if the goy just touches it. Because it's impossible that the goy will touch it and not be meshachshich. And certainly since there's also the opinion of the Ran, which we said the Ritva, that prohibits the wine with just touching, even if there was no shikshuk at all whatsoever. So hence, it comes out that there are three opinions whether touching asers the wine, prohibits the wine, even without shikshuk. Some say it's asur behano even without shikshuk. Some say it's only asur behano if it was shikshuk. And some say, in theory, it's mutter b'hano if there was no shichshuch, but whenever there was touching, there's automatically some shichshuch. The Shach seems to follow the opinions that if there's no shichshuch, it's permitted, and the Taz prohibits. There's much talk in the Rishonim how to answer different Gemaras if you say that there has to be Shichshuch. I would like to move on to go get into all the details and the discussions. We are beyond the scope of this year. Like I said, this is just an overview and an outline to give some basic concepts that pertain to the sugi of Yayin Nesach. The Beis Yosef points out something very important, a very important nekuda. He brings down that the Rambam, as mentioned, the Rambam is of the opinion that it's only prohibited if there was shichshuch, only prohibited be'ano if there was shichshuch. Now there's another nekuda, and that is that the Taz in Sikot and Taz says everyone is going to agree, even those that say it has to have shichshuch, that even if there's no shichshuch, will be also to drink. It's just the question of whether it's also behano. Okay. Says the Beis Yosef, the Rambam says, not al kli shal yayin, if a goy picked up a jar or vessel of wine and he poured wine out, Says the Rambam, even if the goy did not do shikshuch, did not move it back and forth, the wine becomes prohibited. Even though the goy did not do this shikshuch, it's still prohibited since it came out from his power, out of his koyach. Shrek the Beis Yosef asked the Beis Yosef a question. What is the Rambam saying that he didn't do shikshuch? If he poured the wine out, then he certainly made the wine move back and forth. So what do you mean there was no shikshuch? So the Beis Yosef deduces from here, it must be that shikshuch is not a simple thing. It can't be that shikshuch is just moving the wine a little bit back and forth. Because if it is, then pouring wine out certainly moved it back a lot. It must be that shikshuch is a very large moving back and forth. And pouring wine out is not yet that measurement of moving back and forth. In the wording of the Beis Yosef, he says, "Vim iso dinua koshu havi shikshuch." If it's true that moving back a little bit is already shikshuch, kime shiyotek havi shikshuch. Once he poured out, he already did a shikshuch. Shal korchehu menanei ayayim b'shal shiyotek. He inevitably moved the wine when he poured it out. So how can the Rambam say, even though he did not make a shikshuch? Then he continues on to bring another proof, and there's a Lecha Mishnah that says the same thing as the Beis Yosef with bringing other proofs. That is the opinion of the Beis Yosef. Those that say that it's only Aser, if there is shikshuch is some big movement of the wine. Comes the Darche Moshe, which is the Ramah, the author of the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch, and Moshe Esrolis. Rani Toma, how's that? He says, I wonder on the words of the Beis Yosef. Dim Kain, if it's true that shikshuch is only a big movement, you're going to have to say, according to the Beis Yosef, that whatever shikshuch is something more than the movement of when you pour it out, and that's a wonder. He says it's impossible to say. Logically, it does not make sense that shikshuch is something bigger, a bigger movement than pouring out. That is, you can't get a bigger movement. If there's a need for movement, then that is the biggest movement. And therefore, the Darche Moshe says that certainly even movement of a little bit already is considered shikshuch. What do you do with this, Rambam? The Rambam said, even though he poured out wine, and even though he didn't do shikshuch. What does the Rambam mean? If he poured it out, he certainly did shikshuch, he did this movement. Says the Darche Moshe, when the Rambam says shikshuch, here he means touching. Although the Rambam said, even though he didn't do shikshuch, he really means he didn't touch the wine. Shikshuch, in the Rambam's terminology, as the explanation of the Darche Moshe, is like sort of interchangeable with touching of wine. Since touching of wine since usual movement of wine is through touching, so what he meant to say is that even though he didn't do shikshuch, he meant to say even though he didn't touch. And in truth, there are numerous Rishonim that are very clear that moving the wine even a little bit is already shikshuch. And that fits well with the Rashba that we mentioned, that says that it's impossible for a person to touch without doing shikshuch. In other words, shikshuch is a small movement of the wine. If it's only a big movement of the wine, then how can you tell me that it's impossible to touch without making movement? Interestingly, this discussion between the Tarche Moshe and the Beis Yosef, which have their argument in their explanation to the Torah, usually their arguments are found in their writings of Shulchan Aruch. They both wrote a commentary onto the Torah, and basically those commentaries are the basis for what they wrote in the Shulchan Aruch. So interestingly, despite the fact that they have this argument, and it seems to be a very important, loud argument in their commentary on the Torah, nevertheless, in Shulchan Aruch, there is no explicit argument. However, the Vilna Goin in Ois Lamed Aleph does explain that there's some wording of the Mechaber and Ramah that allude to this argument. And in essence, according to the Goin, their argument does continue into Shulchan Aruch. The Beis Yosef, it was clear from his words in Shulchan Aruch that he continued with that opinion, and the Da'ach HaMoshe as well, it's clear from his wording in his commentary in Shulchan Aruch, in his Agois in Shulchan Aruch, that he continues with his argument as well. And so, even if it's true that it will only be Aseh Be'ano if there was Shichshuch, so according to the Mechaber, then it would have to have a big Shichshuch. But according to the Ramah, even a tiny Shichshuch, even a tiny movement would already prohibit the wine. So, the whole, according to the Ramah, it would seem that the nafkamina, whether there's shikshuch or whether there's no shikshuch, would not be the biggest difference, because it would seem that probably in the most cases, most circumstances, there would be a shikshuch. I would like to just end this year with a topic that stems from the halacha of touching wine. We mentioned the whole shiur was about the wine that becomes prohibited because a goy touched it. There are numerous achroinim that write that there's room for somebody to be machmir, that people who are machmir don't drink wine even if a goy only saw the wine. Before I get there, I'll just mention one more thing. The Ramah in Simei Kufchav Dal Sifut Ches writes, the Koshkin she'ino oisa menegiyas akli l'chud. Certainly, if the goy only touched the bottle, then it's not prohibited. And the Shach writes, "V'lachin ani tomak tas machmir masid ma'moinim shel Yisrael lasi yayim aydei shenorga oivik yichovim bichli v'loishem shichshuch." He wonders on those people who are machmir, and they prohibit the wine that a goy touched the bottle and did not even move the bottle. The goy only touched the outside, the bottle of the wine, and didn't move the bottle. There are some people that prohibit the wine. Says the Shach, those people are being mafsin mamon Yisrael. They're ruining, they're throwing away mamon of Yidden. Nevertheless, the Arach Roinim, the Darche Tshuva, Nyo Yerdeyos, Mikuf Chav Gimel, Oizbeiz, the Ben Ishchai, and also the Shalom, right, that there's room to be machmir, there's such as chumrah, not to drink wine, even if the goy just saw the wine. He didn't touch the wine, even if he just saw the wine. However, such a thing is only midas chasidus, but not minadin, it's a chumrah. what many people know about is that many people have a chumrah that not to drink wine for kiddush, not to use wine for kiddush that a goy saw. Many people, they'll cover the wine, the wine for kiddush, make sure that a goy should not see the wine for kiddush. So I was trying to look, where's the mekor to this chumrah? And at first I thought it's probably related to this chumrah. But when I looked up the Maran Mikaymis, I saw that these achroinim that bring down a chumrah not to drink wine that a goy saw, their chumrah applies to drinking wine in general. Nothing to do with wine for kiddush. No matter what the wine is for, whether it's wine you're drinking on Purim, or wine you're drinking by a chasana, wine you're drinking any time, they say this chumrah not to drink it if a goy saw it. Nevertheless, it's very widespread, this minog. Many people have it. Not to use wine for kiddush that a goy saw. I found that the Piskei Tshuvos in Simin Reishayim Beis, that's the halachas of what wine is good for kiddush, he brings down that there is such a very widespread minhag, and he also does not find a source to it. He nevertheless validates it. He wants to say a little source, a little bit. He says a mikar chayim from the Chavis Goyer that not to use wine for kiddush that a goy saw or a nidasah, but we're not makpid on wine that a nidasah. So perhaps it comes a little bit from there. He nevertheless validates the minhag. It's a widespread minhag. Perhaps it somehow stems from this chumrah that other achrayim bring, although it's a totally different chumrah. It's worth noting that pertaining to this chumrah of not drinking wine that a goy saw, there are numerous achrayim and poiskim that make many limitations on this chumrah. The even one that is machmir, not to drink wine that a goy saw, some say that perhaps it's only, the whole chumrah only applies if the goy saw the actual wine, not if he saw it in the bottle through glass. Some say that it's only, at least, at the very least, if it was only a Muslim that saw it, a person would not have to be makpid even from Midas Chasidus. Others contemplate the possibility that there's no room to be machmir if the goy was not looking at it intentionally. Others write clearly that if it's cooked wine, yayin mevushal, just like if the goy touches it, it does not become prohibited, so too there's no chumrah of not drinking it if the goy saw it. And finally, others say that wherever the touching of the wine wouldn't answer, in other words, if it's a sealed bottle, that the goy's touching of the bottle would not prohibit the wine, so too if the goy looks at the wine when the bottle is closed, even if it will prohibit when the goy looks at it through the glass, mitzad the chumrah, mitzad chasidus, but at the very least, if it's sealed, there wouldn't be any room to be machmer. Now, these achrayim say it pertaining to the chumrah of not drinking wine at all when a goy saw it. Very likely they would say that pertaining to this chumrah of not using such wine for kiddush as well.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.